feel like we're small here. Just gonna, oh, I can't, whatever. Here we go. A good story, no matter how small, is a form of prayer. Cultural critic Lee Siegel wrote this in a New York Times Magazine article years ago, back when the internet was slow and when AI was still a twinkle in developers' eyes. I read it, this quote, and I clipped it out and I put it on my wall, and it traveled with me. Eventually, this quote ended up in my mother's eulogy, arguably the first sermon I ever preached. Mary's song, or the Magnificat, is full of small stories. In Waffle Church, we bid our prayers of thanksgiving by saying, "Thank you, God," and our intercessory prayers as, "God, help!" To me, here in the Magnificat, it is unclear which small stories are which kinds of prayers, but it is clear where Mary, the God-bearer, the Theotokos, sees God. She does not see God in a banquet unless the banquet is for the hungry. She does not see God in those earthly thrones unless they are seats for the lowly, for those without homes, seats for those who are disabled, comfortable thrones for our elders, beautiful beds for the sick. Mary does not see God in those who self-aggrandize or worship themselves unless she sees God's arm striking them down. As a pregnant teenager in the Roman Empire, she knew where the rulers looked for gods in themselves. They literally made the emperor into a god and required Roman subjects to worship him, or else your loyalty to the empire, your patriotism, was suspect. As a Jewish woman, Mary also knew the stories and songs of her people. I don't know about you, but I always listen especially for the characters and stories who share an aspect of my social identity, which means that I grew up always listening out usually for the one girl in the stories so that I knew which character I was supposed to identify with, which character was easier for me to identify with. And I'm sure that when Mary heard the scriptures, she paid attention to the women's stories. For the Magnificat does not spring out of nowhere. Mary's song echoes the song of Hannah, in which Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel, sings when she presents her son, her long-awaited, long-longed-for, prayed-for, and cried-out-for son, when she presents him to Eli the priest at Shiloh. Likewise, we, Lydians, do not spring out of nowhere. We are gathered tonight around a meal of delicious mushrooms and around bread and salad, where we remember Jesus' last meal that he had with his friends, and we eat Christ's body, the bread. We come to these tables with our own stories, small stories and large stories, with stories that have happened to us and stories that we wish would happen. We come with our thanksgivings and with our intercessions. Mary, in the tradition of Hannah, Deborah, Miriam, and countless women before her, uses her song to shine a flashlight on where she sees God. Lydians, where do you see God? Where do you need to keep relentlessly turning your head to say, yes, God is there? Where? So, you have before you colors and pens and paper. For the next 5 minutes, we're going to write or draw Magnificats of our own. They don't have to be soaring poetry like Luke's. They could just be a list of where you want to shine your flashlight to say, yes, God is here. When you hear the bell, we'll come back to sermon share. And I am going to ask you to keep your Magnificats for to yourselves. This is not a class. This is church. Instead, I'm going to ask you to share what the writing process was like. Or in typical Lydian fashion, you're invited to share a story, something that happened to you, the beginning, middle, and end. It could be a small story, as small as we ate. For a story, no matter how small, is a form of prayer. We'll come back when we hear the bell.